Hi, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Phoenix. 亲爱的朋友大家好，我是你的朋友孟非。And today I'm going to share a story with you. Actually, it's a passage. The key of a car. The key of a car. A young man was getting ready to graduate from college. For many months,He had admired a beautiful sports car in a dealer's showroom, and knowing his father could well afford it, he told him that it was all he wanted. As graduation day approached, the young man awaited signs that his father had purchased the car. Finally, on the morning of his graduation, his father called him.Into his private study. His father told him how proud he was to have such a fine son, and told him how much he loved him. He handed his son a beautiful wrapped gift box. Curious but somewhat disappointed, the young man opened the box and found a lovely leather-bound Bible with the young man's name embossed in gold.Angrily, he raised his voice to his father and said, "With all your money, you've given me a Bible." He then stormed out of the house, leaving the Bible. Many years passed, and the young man was very successful in business. He had a beautiful home and a wonderful family, but realizing his father was very old,He thought, perhaps, he should go to see him. He had not seen him since that graduation day. Before he could make the arrangements, he received a telegram telling him his father had passed away and willed all of his possession to his son. He needed to come home immediately and take care of things.When he arrived at his father's house, sudden sadness and regret filled his heart. He began to search through his father's important papers and saw the still new Bible, just as he had left it years ago. With tears, he opened the Bible and began to turn the pages. As he was reading,A car key dropped from the back of the Bible. It had a tag with the dealer's name, the same dealer who had the sports car he had desired. On the tag was the date of his graduation and the words, "Paid in full." How many times do we miss blessings because they are not packaged as we expected?Do not spoil you what you have by desiring what you have not. But remember that what you now have was once among the things you only hoped for. Sometimes we don't realize the good fortune we have or we could have because we expect the packaging to be different. What may appear as bad fortune may in fact be the door that is just waiting to be opened. Okay, thanks for listening, and that's all for today. Let's see you next time. Good night.